Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
She's going to her high school reunion and bringing her husband, of course. Well, she knows she's going to hang out with her ex fling thing. And she doesn't know. Does she have to be completely honest about her past? Maybe a little bit of a wild past. Before her husband and this ex are in the same room together.
Kelly Cheese, do you have the Facebook message she originally sent us?
I do. You guys ready for it?
Yep.
All right. It says, Jeff and Jen Show family, I need your help. I'm happily married and I have been for almost 3 years. But I'm going to my 10-year high school reunion and there could be a problem. My very best friend from high school who will be at the reunion married a guy that I dated, but I also used to sleep with him. I know that we're going to hang out and in the night of the reunion because we're best friends. I haven't seen much of them through the years, so I haven't told my husband. He has no idea that I've dated this guy or that we've slept together. He's very jealous. I'm not sure if I should tell him that we've slept together or just keep it to myself. Help me. What should I do?
Before we even pick up the phone and talk to Renee, what's your answer, Jen?
Well, I would rather hear from her first. I really want to hear more about her situation. I know what my opinion is. It's very strong.
Yeah.
But I don't want to sway her right from the beginning.
All right, Renee. And by the way, 404-263-0941. If you've got the right answer, if you know exactly how to handle this, Renee needs you. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Anything you want to add to your Facebook message?
Well, yeah. So we didn't date for very long. We probably dated on and off for about, I would say, 6 months maybe. And he's a great guy. You know, we didn't break up. There's no really drama. The same person that hooked me and this guy up also hooked him and his now wife up, who happens to be my best friend from high school. So I knew they were going to be there. And my husband, I wouldn't say he's very, very jealous, but his ex-wife did him really dirty when he was in the Marine Corps, and I still kind of have to walk on eggshells about certain little things that happen about guys I've dated and this and that, just to kind of not spark that kind of, like, jealousy in him. And I just don't know if I should, you know, come clean and say, hey, this guy will be here. And, you know, there's no feelings. There's no hard feelings between me and her or anything like that. And I don't know if she knows that we dated either. So, I'm kind of in a pickle.
Well, you got a few weeks to the reunion. I mean, you have plenty of time to get strep throat.
Well, I'm excited about my reunion. You know, I haven't seen these people in a very long time, most of them at least.
Okay. So Renee, so you know what happened in the past and your best friend, the other woman, knows what happened. So she's not in the dark about it, right?
I assume that she knows. Oh, just okay. Because I don't know 100%, but I would assume that she does know. So I'm worried that if I don't say anything and we're all like sitting at a table together, you know, it might come up and then my husband's like, whoa, you know, you didn't tell me that. And he's a very black and white person. Like, there's no gray areas. If you don't tell him, you lied to him. And I don't know, but I don't also want to say, you know, hey, by the way, this guy's going to be here and start drama if there wasn't going to be drama in the first place.
Amber and Jefferson, welcome to the show.
Hey, Renee, I think that what you need to ask your husband is, why does he care so much about what happened before y'all met? Why does he care so much about who you're with before you actually met him? And I believe that if you don't care about who he's been with really before he met you, then why does it matter?
That's true.
That's a good question. What do you think he would say to that, Renee?
Oh, God. I don't think he'll condemn me, you know, for having a past and having relations with this person, but I don't want it to make it uncomfortable for him. You know, if he were sidelined and he did know and he didn't know coming in and he were to find out, I don't want it to ruin our time together because we have a little one under two and this will kind of be a night out for us. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want it to go well.
Scott in Dawsonville, welcome to the show.
Well, hey, Renee, you can't be bragging about the guy's good behavior before y'all meet, first of all. And second of all, if neither one of the two guys' business, what either one of y'all done before you met, keep it to yourself, have a good night, and keep it short.
But Scott, if you're there with if you're there with a woman, right, who's your date, and all of a sudden some joke starts going around the table like, yeah, you know, back when those two used to hook up, you wouldn't be thrown by that?
Yes, I would be. But I would play it cool, not let the other guy know I was offended, and handle it individually with the person who brought it up because they're breaking circle of life code.
That is a good point.
All about, like, keep it quiet. Like, let's just avoid the whole situation. But in that case, though, then she would have to talk to the other woman and say, hey, don't bring it up.
But then you have to worry about the guy bringing it up. I can't believe I'm sitting here with both of you.
Yeah. Do you know what you would do in this situation?
100%.
Okay. I 100% have a very strong opinion for you, Renee. Okay?
My opinion's stronger than your opinion.
No, my opinion's stronger than your opinion.
And Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Does Renee have to tell her husband that they are about to hang out with one of her exes from high school when they go to her class reunion?
Renee, one thing you can be confident of is when you come to the Jeff and Jen Show family and you need advice from them, the advice you receive is going to be exactly 50-50. And it will help you decide nothing. Sally in Woodstock, tell them or don't tell them.
You have to tell him because it happened to me. And just to save argument, you have to tell him.
You have to tell him, they're saying in Woodstock. Laura in East Cobb, do you tell him or not?
You absolutely did not tell him. Absolutely not. If I have a husband that's a Marine also, and if I know the situation, he will not be able to think about anything else all night.
That's a good point.
It's
going to
ruin the night.
Dang.
Lindsay and Alpharetta, tell him or don't tell him?
I say that you actually have a conversation with the friend from high school prior, you know, off to the side and say, hey, look, don't bring this up because there is a chance that the best friend may or may not know. So have that candid conversation first.
Lindsay, that's the worst thing ever.
I'm just thinking if she says he may or may not know, maybe pull him aside the first time you see him and say, hey, just, you know what, don't bring that up this evening, and then you don't have to worry about it at all.
Lindsay, that's the worst, Lindsay, because now you, right, if you did this, now you have a current up-to-date that night secret with somebody else that your husband doesn't know about.
Yes, but you have to think that she's saying that these are both in the past. You know, they're both relationship. Even her and this guy hooking up are in the past. This is, 7 to 10 years later?
Yeah.
Like, does it really matter? Like, it shouldn't even be brought up to begin with. But if you're afraid, maybe just have that one tiny one-minute conversation. Hey, this is the situation I'm in. I'd appreciate if we don't bring that up.
A one-minute secret is still a secret. All right, Renee. Jen and I are going to dump our wisdom on you, and then we're going to wish you luck, okay?
Okay.
Sorry that it's so 50-50, but really are looking down the phone lines, it is right down the middle.
50-50. All right, Renee, I say that you absolutely 100% have to tell him because you don't want your husband to be the only one in the room not having a clue what is going on.
And I say 100% you have to tell him because there's no secrets among partnerships. No secrets.
Even though it's uncomfortable.
Even though it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.